another episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. On this podcast, we talk very openly about our mum fails, sometimes success stories.
Successes, wins, fails, in-betweens. We don't say regret.
No.
We say
learning. Learn from.
Learnt behaviour.
Yeah. We don't do it necessarily how a child psychologist would recommend. We try to, but then sometimes in the moment, it all goes pear-shaped, the shit hits the fan, and we say things that we possibly do regret.
I didn't say something this week. I did something this week that I did have a moment afterwards where I giggled at my own actions as a mother. Elsie has had a real big experience. Like, she's just been a dick all week, really, basically, if I'm going to put it frankly.
Say it how it is. Don't hold back.
And she's throwing these tantrums and I don't know where they come from and I feel like we've gone backwards and, you know, the list goes on. But she's been throwing these tantrums and so I decided to throw myself on the floor and reenact her instead of like saying things or calmly doing something. Like, I've tried all options. So this time I just like actually hurt myself because we've got wooden floorboards, but I flopped on the floor and then was like, and did this whole try and reenact her. And she just stood there and she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, just being you. I'm just showing you what you look like. From just being you. And she was just like, oh, get up. She's like, you're ridiculous or something like that. Something mumbled at me and I was just like at a moment where I was like, school holidays lead you to this point.
Yes.
School holidays are why I'm on the ground hurting myself, reenacting you, throwing a tantrum.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you have those moments where you think about what you've done today and I was going to bed and I was having that moment of going, what a dick. You looked like a dick because you were being a dick of a parent.
You know when you have those moments where you go, oh, they're coming back in a couple of weeks. Oh, no, they're not.
Am I a bad mum for being unsure how far to take the conversation? Well, look, we know my kids, my girls are 6 and 8. You have big conversations. We talk about this a lot when you know you're going into an awkward conversation or a tough conversation. I get awkward because I don't know what to say. I don't know what the answer is. I try and stay focused on what we talk about all the time as being age-appropriate conversations. But this holidays, I feel like something's changed.
Yeah.
Really changed.
Was it massively extended?
Apart from the fact that we've got two extra weeks.
Never ending holidays. And you know, then there's only 6 weeks till the next holidays.
Which is Easter.
Not dealing with it very well.
Something's changed. I feel like it's a bit led from Gracie. It could be what they've watched. Maybe it's a movie. But a lot of chat about boys. Lot of chat about kissing, a lot of chat about marriage.
From Gracie.
And Elsie.
Both. 6 and 8.
6 and 8.
And they're into boys.
Yeah.
My girls love, I don't think your girls are at the Titanic stage yet, but my girls love Titanic. Love Leonardo DiCaprio from Titanic to the point where Jay said the other day, do you want to have a look at what Leonardo DiCaprio looks like now? And they went, no.
No, don't ruin that
no,
for them.
No, because he's a little overweight and late 40s now.
I was like, don't ruin that for them because I remember being like that with Brad Pitt. I was like, Brad Pitt was my, I'd always look at him and go, oh. So good. A lot of chat about boys, a lot of chat about kissing, marriage.
What do they want to know about kissing?
A lot of questions about boys and girls kissing and when they kiss and why do they kiss? Like, what does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just found myself in a conversation with them both, just the three girls, like, so it was just us in the car. And we were headed up the coast and I said something about where we were going was the location of one of my ex's mums. So she used to live in Mount Tambourine.
Okay.
And we were headed that way. So this is where the conversation
mentioned
started.
You having an ex-boyfriend. Yeah. That will have blown their mind. Oh, just that, what, before dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it went from there. And I had that moment of going, oh, but at the same time, I was like, yeah, I've had boyfriends. Yeah, of course. Yep. And this is where his mum used to live. And so we would come up here quite a bit. And, well, how long were you with him for? And did you used to kiss him? And I was like, well, yeah, yes. And instead of like ignoring it, I was just like leant in and was like, yes, of course I kissed him. We were together for like 5.5 years. He's a great guy. Oh, you're still friends with him? Well, no, but we're not enemies. And, you know, life goes on. I said, he's got little boys now and a wife, and life goes on. You know, you have partners and then sometimes you break up and that's fine. Oh, so you still talk to him? No, I don't talk to him. Anyway, these were all the questions. And she was like, why did you split up with him? Was one of the questions. How did the relationship break up? I was going, sorry, am I talking to a 20-year-old?
Yeah.
I was like, you're 8 and 6. And so they were like, okay, well, then we need to know about all your boyfriends all the way through until dad. And I was like, thinking, okay. And we spoke about on this podcast how Gracie accidentally, remember, dialed my first boyfriend from high school is still in my phone.
Yeah.
She thought she was dialing Lukey, my brother, but yep, was dialing Lucky, my boyfriend from high school.
Yeah.
And I had that awkward moment of having to text him to go, sorry, I wasn't calling, it was my child. And it wasn't even just calling, it was FaceTime.
Yeah, so awkward.
So we started it.
Thank goodness he didn't answer though. Lucky. He's not lucky anymore, is he?
He's got kids and what, everything, life goes on. So we're having all of these really big conversations. And so we went through my, you know, the highlighted boyfriends before dad. And then they wanted to know how I broke up and why, and was he mean to you and were you mean to him, and all of this, like, questions were blowing my mind because I didn't even know that they kind of knew about this.
Mm.
So then we're having all these heavy conversations and I didn't know how far I was meant to take it. And then they went down the path of, oh, okay, then what about Uncle Lee? How many girlfriends did Uncle Lee have? And I was like, oh, he had a lot. And all of a sudden my honesty just opened up and I was like, oh, Uncle Lee had a lot of girlfriends. They're like, oh, did you meet them all? And I was like, oh, not all of them, no. And they went, okay, what about Uncle Jay? And I went, oh, Uncle Jay, he had more than Uncle Lee.
I feel like you just wanted to take the heat off you. Okay, let's just throw both the uncles under the bus.
And then Elsie, being Elsie, true Elsie style, she was like, well, if Uncle Jay had more than Uncle Lee, oh, I can't even imagine what Uncle Luke had, like this. And I was like, oh, yeah, you can't imagine, because I'm not even going down that track, girlfriend, because that's way too much. And she was like, I'm not sure if I'm going to get married yet. I guess I'll make the decision when I do want to get married or I don't, whether I'm going to marry a girl or a boy.
Oh, just good. Like, Open-minded.
Whereas Gracie was like, yeah, I'm definitely getting married and I want to have kids and I want to, and I'm thinking, you are 8. So then I go down the track, Katie, of going, there's more to life than babies and marriage. Do not get married. Do not have babies until you're at least 30. Just nothing before 30. Promise me nothing before 30. They're like, well, what do we do with our lives before 30? There's so much to do. Oh, my God. You need to travel the world. You need to, if you want to play sport, play sport. If you want to, you know, be in a band, be in a band. I was like, there's so much to do. There is so much to do. Stop focusing on kissing boys, having babies, marriage. Stop this talk. Stop talking.
What did you say when they asked you, like, when you kiss someone, like when do you kiss someone?
Well, I found that really hard to answer because I was like, they go, well, we never see you kissing dad. You and I have talked about this heaps of times, is that I'm not a public affection kind of person.
No.
It's never been me. I'm not a PDA kind of person and I never have been. So then I have this sheer moment of my kids going, when do you kiss? And I'm like, oh, fuck, this is so hard and I don't know the answers. What is the right answer for a 6 and an 8 year old?
But I remember saying to my parents, I used to call it a neighbor's kiss, like when people properly pash. I used to call it a neighbor's kiss because I thought you only ever saw that kiss on neighbors. I didn't think people really did it. I thought it was a fictional thing. And I remember saying to my mum and dad one day, people don't actually do a neighbor's kiss. And they were like, yeah, they do. It's an actual thing. And I was like, no, they don't. And then they did it. Oh my God. I have never got that image out of my mind. I must have been about six. I was absolutely mortified that there were tongues involved. It was just so gross for me.
I feel like both of my girls, when they see that on, you know, their high school rom-com things that they watch and stuff like that. So they're high school kids. This is what they're watching. This is where it's coming from.
Yeah.
When they kiss too, they, like, I can see Elsie literally going, oh, no. Like, she doesn't want to watch. She's covering her eyes and going, this is gross. And I can see Gracie being that 2 years older, that she's just watching, sort of going, trying to understand why.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have the answer.
No, but there's so many things. And you talk about being age appropriate. You want to be honest, but you have to still be age appropriate. I'm even at the stage where my kids are 13. They know what sex is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they still believe you only do it once just to have babies and it's disgusting. But at what stage do you talk about, I'm embarrassed even saying it, but what stage do you talk about it being not just husband and wife stuff?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can be in your early 20s and just hook up with someone that you think looks hot one night. Like, when do you get into the conversation where that's okay, where it's not necessarily about being in love, it's about being fun,
connecting with someone,
feeling good, all of those sorts of things? How do you get there?
I don't know.
And when do you get there, or do you just never get there and hope they just learn from their friends?
No. I want them to be able to come and have the conversation with me. I talk to my mum about it now and going, why didn't you ever talk to me about it?
Okay.
Why didn't you talk to me about it, in the sense of like my later years of like my teenage years? I was like, but why didn't we have conversations about sex and, you know, periods and all of that fun stuff that comes with
hard.
It. And she said, because you didn't want to know.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I should have known. There should have been more.
Because my girls say they don't want to know. And I've got a question for you just to wrap up this episode, because this is something that I was hit with the other day and I want to know your response.
Yeah.
Mum, what's porn? Oh.
What's porn?
Now you're leaving it for the friends.